Abandoned, October the 24th. Hi, my name is Josh and my life is pretty boring. I am an 18-year-old who has just graduated from high school and is looking for some thrill. My girlfriend Madison and I have an idea though. There is this old abandoned psychiatry on the countryside of Detroit that me and a couple of friends want to visit next week. It would be the perfect time to do so because that day is Halloween. October the 31st. The day has come. Unfortunately, my younger sister Lisa wanted to join us on our little adventure. With us, my beautiful girlfriend Madison, Simon, who is going to be our driver, David and his best friend Marcus, who has brought his girlfriend Emma with him. Later. It is 6 p.m. Simon is ready to pick us up. I can see his 1995 Chevy Suburban through my window. It is a rainy day, perfect Halloween weather. Lisa, Madison, and I went to the car. It's going to be a long ride. It's kind of getting dark, right? Said Marcus. I answered, what? Do you already want to go back home, you scary baby? He was offended. His girlfriend said that she has a weird feeling and that she wants to turn around. Nobody took her that serious and we just kept going. At the psychiatry. Now we are standing in front of the huge building. It kind of makes me nervous. Astonishingly, my younger sister didn't show any sign of fear, even though this construct looks really frightening. After a short time standing in front of the abandoned building, we are entering it. For a moment we stepped in, my emotions went very uncomfortable. Broken furnitures are lying on the floor and the walls are in terrible condition. There are old pictures of the patients everywhere. While being focused on analyzing the room, I didn't really realize that my friends have already moved into the next room. I walked up to them. They are all standing in a circle. Come here, Josh, said Lisa. We were standing in front of a flyer. The flyer reads, Wanted Jordan Haywire, charged with double homicide. Now I'm feeling anxious. A murder has apparently fled from this psychiatry. Guys, let's leave, said Emma. As we wanted to leave, I realized Lisa, my little sister, is gone. Now I'm panicking. What are mom and dad going to say? Guys, where is Lisa? Nobody answered. Lisa, I screamed, but nobody answered. Madison says we should split up and that's exactly what we do. I'm with Madison and Simon. The other group consists of Emma, David and Marcus. 20 minutes later. I'm starting to have serious worries. At start I considered it may just be a bad joke, but why would Lisa hide for 20 straight minutes? Marcus comes running towards us. I have lost my group, please just call the cops already. He said. Calling the police? We shouldn't even be here. They will charge us for this, replied Simon. Now we have lost three people. What should we do? I don't know what type of nightmare this is. I just want it to stop. Suddenly we hear a scream coming from above. We run to see if it was one of the groups. We are there, but it is just an empty room. All I see is a chair, a desk and a bed, but no signs of living. I turn around and Marcus is just gone. Marcus, that's not funny, you know? Come out. No reply. Another scream. Now we are running to where the sound came from. And again, just an empty room. Now Simon is gone. Now it's just me and Madison. Please, let's just go home, she said. Madison, our driver, is gone and Lisa still isn't anywhere to be found. We hear another scream, but this time we don't go after it. Another scream, but this time way closer than the ones before. Another one and another one. They just keep getting louder. Josh, Madison calls me. I turned around, but there was nobody. Just me and my little sister.